on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Basketball in March.
The Top 25 Rundown presented by The Sportscast.
This is the Top 25 Rundown. And here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown presented by the Sportscast. Today is March 20th, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating review. It'll help us out tremendously. We are also on DAB Digital Radio. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. Also visit us on the Sportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter, Sportscast1. And check out our app, The Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Hello, my name is Alan West. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. I am here with the Jack of All Trades, Master of Many, Bob Alves. How are we doing tonight, sir?
Master of None. I am kicking.
Hey, I disagree with that, but we'll worry about that another time. So we'll
I appreciate your words and affirmation.
Absolutely. That and before we get into the college sports today, I did want to mention we are on the second day of the baseball season, so I know you're pretty happy about that, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say I don't count the games that happen in the country outside of the United States, but when you're playing a game at 6 a.m., you don't have Bob Alves with you. You need to get these games going around 1 p.m., or post, and Bob Alves will be there with you, and he'll join you.
That's true. It is very early there, so that, and then you saw that Otani's translator got fired today. So
I did.
That's a story for another day, though. Have you watched any of the first four games so far?
No. You know, life has dictated I will not watch first four games because the schedule will not allow me to watch first four games. But I have seen the results and everything, and a lot of controversy, I think, in Charlottesville right now about what's going on. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. The tournament to me starts on Thursday, not with the first four, but those first four games, everybody that makes those first four games gets the recognition of they made the NCAA tournament. So while I go back to my old fuddy-duddy days of 64, and that's it, then it became 65, then it became 68. you know, when you're channel flipping around on Thursday and Friday, that's what I consider the tournament.
That is fair. Although for me, what I used to do is listen to it on the radio instead of channel flip. So I do understand exactly what you're saying. I am looking forward to that. We will jump into the men in a few minutes. I figured we would do the women first. And also, did you see the controversy regarding Clemson and the ACC right now?
A little bit, but you fill me in.
So I remember how Florida State earlier in the year been trying to get out of the beginning of the football season?
Yes.
So basically, now Clemson has filed a suit themselves. Only difference with their suit, it's not as expensive as the one that Florida State did. So I'm still cautiously optimistic for what will happen. But the ACC is trying to say that, just like how they were for Florida State, that they've already filled out what they need to when all the teams signed their Bill of Rights. So it's null and void is what they're saying. I think the ACC is in a lot of trouble, though.
I mean, I think college sports is in a lot of trouble, but that's just me.
Well, that's fair too, but I know that for the ACC, the Clemson's exit fee for them is 3 times the size of the ACC's operating budget.
Wow.
So, when you hear something like that, it kind of makes you wonder. At least to me.
Yeah, now I'm with you.
You may know the answers more than me, but now, did you keep track of? Actually, let me rephrase this. Were you able to see how a lot of different matchups came up for the tournaments?
I watched the selection show, but that's about it.
Okay. At start, so I'm looking at my women's bracket right now, and as much as I'd love to say I was a homer, I couldn't do that this year. So, where would you like to start?
I'm following you. You tell me where you want to start.
All right, I'm going to start for the women in Regional 1.
Okay.
I have South Carolina beating Presbyterian. I have Michigan State beating North Carolina. I have Oklahoma beating Florida Gulf Coast. I have Fairfield upsetting Indiana. I have Nebraska beating Texas A&M. I have Oregon State beating Eastern Washington. I have Marquette beating Ole Miss, a 10-7, and I have Notre Dame over Kent State. Real quick before you give me your picks for that, how ironic is it that the Nebraska athletic director leaves and goes to Texas A&M right before the tournament starts? And then for the men and the women, both Nebraska teams play Texas A&M.
Yeah, I don't know that anything's ironic when it gets into the NCAA tournament. They often say, you know, we don't plan matchups or look at stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how you can't, because too many things happen more often than not. So in that bracket, I had the top seeds winning in round one, except the only upset I had from a seed perspective was Florida Gulf Coast beating Oklahoma.
Okay. Very nice. Now, for Regional 2, I do have Iowa winning over whoever the 16 seed play-in team is going to be. I have West Virginia beating Princeton. I have Colorado beating number 12 Drake. I have Kansas State beating Portland. I have Middle Tennessee State upsetting Louisville. I have LSU beating Rice. I have Creighton beating UNLV. And I have UCLA beating California Baptist.
I've got all the higher seeds winning with the exception of Middle Tennessee State beating Louisville. One of my former high school classmates, an assistant at Middle Tennessee State, Kim Bruton. So shout out to Middle Tennessee State. UNLV is the other upset I have in that region.
Okay. Beating Creighton. Gotcha. All right, let's jump down to Regional 3. I have USC over Texas A&M Corpus Christi. I have Michigan beating Kansas in the 8-9 seed. I have Baylor beating whoever wins the play-in game. I have Virginia Tech over Marshall. I have whoever wins the play-in game upsetting Syracuse. I have UConn beating Jackson State. I have Duke beating Richmond. And I have Ohio State beating Maine.
I've got all higher seeds winning in Region 3 for the round one. Okay.
All right. In Region 4, I have Texas beating Drexel, Alabama beating Florida State. I have South Dakota State upsetting Utah. I have Gonzaga beating UC Irvine. I have Tennessee beating Green Bay. I have NC State beating Chattanooga. I have Maryland over Iowa State. And I have Stanford over Norfolk State.
Only upsets I have in that region are Florida State over Alabama, excuse me, and then Maryland over Iowa State.
Okay. So we do have a few of the same picks there. Now, did you see how many teams declined invites to the NIT?
On the women's side or the men's?
The men's side.
I did.
I think that that's going to be something that we're going to be noticing a lot in the years to come.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the NIT used to be the tournament, used to be very important. Now, not so much. I don't know what you can do about it. I mean, honestly, I don't know what you can do about it. I think the more games you play, the better. But some schools and some people do not agree with Bob Alvis on that one. So, you know, I mean, it's funny because you don't see people declining NCAA tournament bids. And, you know, the one thing I'm interested in seeing is at some point, does this become like college football with the bowls to where, you know, a superstar player says, I'm not going to play in the tournament to protect my draft status. I don't see that happening because, you know, we haven't really had that happen in college football for big bowl games. Mm-hmm. And the NCAA tournament is the essential equivalent of a big bowl game.
That's fair. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into the round of 32, and then next week we can hit the Sweet 16 for both of them. For Region 1, I have South Carolina over Michigan State. I have Oklahoma over Fairfield. I have Nebraska over Oregon State. And I have Notre Dame over Marquette.
I've got South Carolina beating North Carolina, Florida Gulf Coast beating Indiana, Oregon State beating Nebraska, and Notre Dame beating Ole Miss.
Okay. Region 2, I have Iowa beating West Virginia, Colorado beating Kansas State, LSU beating Middle Tennessee State, and UCLA beating Creighton.
I've got exactly the same except UCLA over UNLV.
Okay. Region 3, I have USC over Michigan, Virginia Tech over Baylor, UConn over either Auburn or Arizona, and Ohio State over Duke.
I've got USC over Kansas, Tech over Baylor, UConn over Syracuse, Ohio State over Duke.
I'm sorry to make you make that choice for women's basketball.
What's that?
Choosing Ohio State over Duke.
Oh, I mean, I've got Ohio State going a long, long way. So, I mean, you know, anytime I play with brackets or whatever, I'm always thinking with the head, not the heart.
Fair enough. But no, just because you are a huge Duke fan, I'm a little surprised to hear that, but Ohio State's had a pretty good year, so.
My huge Duke fandom has dwindled from what it used to be, though. Granted, I still like them, but you know, I'm not living and dying and bleeding blue.
Not as you're not running up and down. I know before you used to, so.
No. Dude, I'm not running up and down the street for anything right now.
But no, we'll see.
Takes a lot to get me to run up and down the street.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you for that. But I have Texas over Alabama, Gonzaga over South Dakota State, NC State over Tennessee, and Stanford over Maryland.
I have Texas over Florida State, Gonzaga over Utah, Tennessee over NC State, Stanford over Maryland. You know, the thing I've noticed about the women's bracket, because I picked the women's bracket, you know, for probably a long, long time. And I always feel like people don't really know about women's basketball as much. I heard on the radio this morning the women's tournament is outselling the men's tournament by 6 times. You know, that's neither here nor there. But I really think, let's say that there's more interest in women. In women's basketball than ever right now. I still don't think that people know enough to really pick stuff. So I think a lot of people are picking on chalk. And I think when you pick on chalk and you've got that higher seed, you're going to win more than you're going to lose. I mean, that goes for the men's or anything. I mean, you know, a lot of people like to try to be cute and pick the trendy upset. Mm-hmm. And that can backfire on them. And especially, you know, I mean, the thing is too, very rarely – are you going to get, if you're playing in a little office competition or whatever with maybe 100, 150 people, and somebody picks a 6 seed or lower to go to a final 8 or even a final 4, maybe they're going to hit. But I think most people are safer with the 1 through 5s going deep than not.
That is definitely fair. And I mean, we'll see how it goes for the women's tournament. If you want to do more picks for them, we can now. It's up to you. So
totally up to you. I mean, I've got my brackets picked all the way, so it's up to you.
I mean, you know what? Sure, we'll run through it real quick just because we're already halfway there. So region one, I have South Carolina beating Oklahoma, Notre Dame beating Nebraska.
I've got South Carolina over Florida Gulf Coast, Notre Dame over Oregon State.
Okay. On the other side, I have Iowa over Colorado, LSU over UCLA.
Yep. And I think LSU is going to be a trendy pick by a lot of people just because of the success that they've had in the past. Plus, Kim Mulkey, I think, brings a lot of attention to LSU. So I think LSU is going to be a very trendy pick. And, you know, UCLA is probably, I don't want to say a big underdog, but – a decent size underdog, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have Virginia Tech upsetting USC and Ohio State beating UConn.
USC beating Virginia Tech, Ohio State beating UConn.
Then I have Texas over Gonzaga and Stanford over NC State.
Texas over Gonzaga, Stanford over Tennessee. And, you know, I think, too, on a couple of those games, I think Stanford over Tennessee. I know you have the other way around, Stanford over NC State and USC over Virginia Tech. I don't think either one of those are going to be close. And when I say not close, I'm talking like a dozen.
Okay.
I mean, the big fact with Virginia Tech is, are they healthy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the first two games, I don't want to say they should be good, but I think playing in Blacksburg helps out a lot. But after you get out of Blacksburg, I don't know.
Well, they need Killian and Moore to show up. Otherwise, it's not going to go very well. So we'll see what happens for that. All right. So then in the regional final, I have South Carolina over Notre Dame.
Yep.
I have LSU over Iowa.
Yep.
I have Ohio State over Virginia Tech.
Ohio State over USC.
And I have Stanford over Texas.
We have the identical women's Final Four.
Wow, okay. All right, so I have South Carolina over Stanford.
Yep.
I have Ohio State over LSU.
Yep.
And then I do think South Carolina is going to win the title.
We do not talk about these things beforehand, but I've got the exact same thing.
That's pretty crazy, honestly, that we have picked it literally just like that.
You know, it's funny. You and I are getting what I call the myself and Nick Pierce syndrome, because Nick Pierce and I play these grid games, And Nick and I don't talk, but we share our answers with one another. And normally, out of a 9-square grid, mm-hmm. we have one or two maybe that are this exact 9 boxes, and we have one or two that are exactly the same. So even if we don't get all 9 right, we still normally have one or two that are the same. And I commented to him tonight, it's like almost like we're sharing a brain. I guess I would say the same thing for you and I. It's almost like we're sharing a brain with the women's basketball.
Hey, you know what? Coming from you, I will take that as a compliment. I accept that.
Okay, if we've got the same thing on the men's, then I'm really going to be worried.
We're going to see how that goes right now so we can figure that out. But yeah, no, for the total points that they score in the championship game, I put 210. I figure it's going to be either a blowout on one side, or it's going to be a game where they're just going back and forth.
Let me see what I put. Let's see. I put 151.
Okay. Hey, we'll see what happens.
I'm banking I'm banking on like an 81-70.
Okay.
Or something like that.
I think they're both going to get close to 100, honestly. If not over, because I think that they're going to both just be able to push it a lot more.
And you got to remember, if you don't watch a lot of women's basketball, the big difference in women's and men's is women's plays 4 quarters, 10-minute mm-hmm. periods, where men's plays 20-minute halves. I got a question for you before we get on to the men's real quick.
Yes, sir.
I saw this thing on Facebook, and I had some friends and I debating it tonight. And this is going to kind of get outside of the realm of college real quick. But if you took the best high school boys basketball team, now I'm not talking about a prep school like an Oak Hill or something, but like a public high school, you could take LeBron's team that he had, you know, at St. Vincent, St. Mary's. You could take mm-hmm. John mm-hmm. Marshall in Virginia. I'm not naming a specific team that you have to take. I'm just giving examples. Okay. You can take the best public school team. Can you beat a WNBA team? I'll give you my answer while you're thinking. My answer is absolutely not, because you're talking about a high school boys basketball team. I get that they might have athleticism. I get they might be physically more gifted in speed and strength than the women. I get that. I get your arguments. I'm not saying that, by the way, is my opinion, that they could be physically stronger or whatnot, but other people are going to say that. But you're talking about a high school team beating a team of professionals. So this team of professionals is not a college women's basketball team. It's you took the 2 best players in the conference. Maybe you would go a little bit lower, but on an average, you're taking maybe the 2 best players in the conference to pick up a 15-girl team, and then you're playing against a public school guys where I doubt all 15 are going D1. So
no.
I favor WNBA team personally, but that's just me.
I think you're right, honestly, just because as much as you would like to say that it could work for the high school team, if you got a pack of veterans on a WNBA team, they're going to know how to play, how to defend. And like, say, even if they're behind, they're going to be able to come back and they're going to be able to win a game.
And, you know, this debate comes up every now and again. I think you made excellent points right there. This debate comes up every now and again because I think people brought it up like, you know, I remember a few years ago when the Cincinnati Bengals were like really bad. It probably was the year they took Burrow. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of people saying, can Alabama beat the Cincinnati Bengals? You're asking a college football team to beat a team of professionals. I mean, you know, granted, there are people every now and again that excel. And I'm not talking about they fit in. I'm talking about excel. And, you know, Michael Vick to me is the biggest unicorn in the room because he came from college to where you don't have Temple. You don't have Cincinnati. You don't have Rutgers on that NFL schedule. The slowest person that you see at Rutgers or Temple or Cincinnati is going to be in like a turtle compared to the slowest person you see for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or for the Carolina Panthers or whatever team. So to me, the speed is just so different when you get to that NFL standpoint that I don't think a lot of college people are going to best people with their speed. They might be fast. They may be just as quick. But to say that, like, you know, man for man, if you got a 70-man team, I think overall the team's speed is going to weigh on the NFL side, personally. But that's just me.
No, I agree. I mean, it's kind of like how even before then when the Indianapolis Colts were really bad and people used to say that you could play with a college team or beat them. So, I mean, we'll see. But, yeah, no, as much as I'd love to say a high school team could beat a WNBA team, I don't see it happening.
I mean, you know, this is so much like this is get – we could get into an argument about Ohio State of, you know, name the best running back from Ohio State of all time. And we're comparing, you know, Eddie George with Archie Griffin, or we're comparing two people that were maybe 20, 30, 40 years apart with each other. So, I mean, you know, it's a competition. We're never going to find out, but it's just for people like you and me and, you know, so many others to discuss, debate. But I mean, it makes it fun, but you know, we're never going to have an answer of, I don't think a WNBA team playing a high school boys team. And the other thing too, before we get into our men's picks, a lot of times you can have anybody can beat anybody one time.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I know you think I'm better at trivia than you are, but you could beat me one time if you got a good board and I got a bad board. I mean, you've
gone toe to toe a few times and I've kept up with you for a little bit. So,
but Alan West's record against Bob Alvis in something that you might think I'm better than you at could be 1-0 just because I could have, you know, an off night, or you could be better at the, you know, competition or whatever it was than I am that day. So, I mean, you know, I think anybody can beat somebody one time, but if you played a best of seven, Is a high school team going to be able to beat a WNBA team 4 out of 7? I don't think so. So,
no. Not a chance. I mean, it sounds nice, but it's not going to happen.
Fun times.
I mean, hey, it was something that I remember back when I played NCAA 98. Boise State was the worst team. And then look a few years later when they got their coaches.
Right.
And see how they are now. You would not say that they're the worst team. But back when that game was in there, they were the worst team in college football they'd let you play.
Right.
So, but are you ready with your men's bracket?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's hit the East Regional first. I have number one UConn beating Stetson. I have Northwestern beating Florida Atlantic. I have San Diego State beating UAB. I have Auburn beating Yale. I have BYU beating Duquesne. I have Morehead State in an upset beating Illinois. I have Washington State beating Drake. And I have Iowa State beating South Dakota State.
I have all higher seeds winning in this region, except I think Duquesne beats BYU, and I think Drake beats Washington State.
All right. In the Southern region, I have the upset of the year. I have Longwood beating Houston. I have Texas A&M beating Nebraska. I have James Madison beating Wisconsin. I have Duke beating Vermont. I have NC State beating Texas Tech. I have Kentucky beating Oakland. I have Florida beating whoever wins the play. There's a playing game going on with Boise State and Colorado. And I have Marquette beating Western Kentucky.
I'm not going to go Tyler on you here, but why do you have Houston losing to Longwood?
There was actually something I had read on here. I'd read it on Instagram about it.
I mean, you know how many times 16 seeds have beaten one?
Sure. I do know how many times that has happened. But I mean, here's what it is.
I'll give you credit for going out on a limb.
Yep, so listen to this. A disturbing bracket trend in every tournament since 2021. A top two seed has lost in the first round to a team with a phallic slash euphemistic name. 2021, Oral Roberts defeated Ohio State. 2022, St. Peter's defeated Kentucky. 2023, Farley Dickinson defeated Purdue. That's 3 years in a row. Once this happened, since twice as coincident, three times as a pattern. So they think that Houston will face Longwood and they'll be the next team to fall to that trend. And honestly, I'm curious to see if it would happen.
Well, I don't see that trend happening. I've got Houston over Longwood. I have A&M over Nebraska. I have JMU over Wisconsin, which I think for around here in the state of Virginia is going to be the trendy pick. Duke over Vermont. Texas Tech over NC State, Kentucky over Oakland, Florida, and Marquette also move on.
Okay. In the Midwest Regional, I have Purdue over Grambling, TCU over Utah State, Gonzaga over McNeese State, Kansas over Stanford, Oregon over South Carolina, an upset, Creighton over Akron, Colorado State over Texas, and Tennessee over St. Peter's.
Colorado State over Texas is the only upset I have in this bracket.
All right. And in the West Regional, I have North Carolina over Wagner. Michigan State, I have beating Mississippi State. St. Mary's over Grand Canyon. Alabama over Charleston. I have New Mexico upsetting Clemson. I have Baylor over Colgate. I have Dayton over Nevada. And I have Arizona over Long Beach State.
I have UNC, Michigan State, Grand Canyon, Alabama, New Mexico, Baylor, Dayton, and Arizona winning first-round matchups.
Okay. Going into the second round, I have UConn beating Northwestern, San Diego State beating Auburn, BYU beating Morehead State, and Iowa State beating Washington State.
I've got UConn, San Diego State, Illinois and Drake coming out of that bracket.
Okay. I have Texas A&M over Longwood, Duke over James Madison, Kentucky over NC State, and Marquette over Florida.
I've got Houston over A&M, Duke over JMU, Kentucky over Texas Tech, Marquette over Florida.
Okay. I have Purdue over TCU, Gonzaga over Kansas, Creighton over Oregon, and Tennessee over Colorado State.
Purdue over Utah State, Gonzaga over Kansas, South Carolina over Creighton, Tennessee over Colorado State.
Okay. I have North Carolina over Michigan State, Alabama over St. Mary's, Baylor over New Mexico, and Arizona over Dayton.
I've got the top four advancing, UNC over Michigan State, Bama over Grand Canyon, Baylor over New Mexico, Arizona over Dayton.
All right. Next round, I have UConn over San Diego State and Iowa State over BYU.
Let's see. UConn, where are we at?
Sweet 16.
Okay, so I've got UConn over Auburn, Illinois over Drake.
Okay. I have Duke over A&M and Kentucky over Marquette.
Houston over Duke, Marquette over Kentucky.
Okay. I have Purdue over Gonzaga, Tennessee over Creighton.
Purdue over Gonzaga, South Carolina over Tennessee.
I have North Carolina over Alabama, Baylor over Arizona.
Alabama over North Carolina, Arizona over Baylor.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a little different for us this time, sir.
Well, who knows? It could even out again.
Never know. Yeah, I have Iowa State over UConn.
UConn over Illinois.
I have Kentucky over Duke.
Which is that the South?
Yes.
Marquette over Houston.
All right. In the Midwest, I have Purdue over Tennessee.
Purdue over South Carolina.
I have North Carolina over Baylor.
Alabama over Arizona.
All right. So for
the record, I don't feel good about my Marquette pick at all. I mean, I feel like the twos are really, really weak. Mm-hmm. Tennessee has kind of stumbled into this whole thing mm-hmm. a little bit. Iowa State, last time they were a two, if I'm not mistaken, they went out in the first round to Hampton. You know, Arizona is the only two I like, but that's kind of almost by default. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the twos, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. All right, so in the final four, I have North Carolina over Iowa State.
UConn over Alabama.
And I have Purdue over Kentucky.
Purdue over Marquette.
All right, and I have Purdue beating North Carolina.
Purdue beats UConn.
All right, I think it's going to be 140 points scored in the national championship game.
146.
All right.
We kind of got close a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, we figured out we picked the same champion again. So, I mean. Yep.
Well, we got the same. What was your final? Purdue over UConn?
Purdue over Carolina.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, we got the same champion. You're right on that part.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, hey, we'll see if there's a perfect bracket this year. I don't think I'm going to have it, but you know what? If somehow one of us was able to have a perfect bracket, we'd be very happy.
Yeah, I don't think either. Don't think either one of us is going to get that. This would be the second time, if I'm not mistaken, that a one seed that has lost to a 16 would come back to win round two.
Mm-hmm. Or two. Correct. UVA would be the UVA was the first.
Right. So, yeah. So we'll see.
I mean, I think that Purdue is going to be looking pretty good. And I think that Zach Edey is going to make them a team that's going to be a tough matchup during the tournament. So,
well, I think if Zach Edey's off, they're probably in trouble.
True.
you know, I don't know that I would say he's the, you know, end all be all, but he's definitely part of the winning goal. Excuse me, part of the winning. I mean, he's just so big. He's just so big.
Yeah, he is indeed. I mean, watching him play, it's been pretty interesting. I mean, I was watching how in the Big Ten tournament they still almost won. They only lost by a point in the Big Ten tournament in overtime, whereas Houston got run down by Iowa State. So that was definitely not as good.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think it's going to be an interesting tournament. You know, I'm not sure that you or I or anybody's going to have the perfect bracket. Quick little trivia question for you.
Sure. Go ahead.
Five teams have over 100 NCAA tournament wins.
Okay.
Who are they?
I would say North Carolina.
Number one.
I would say Duke.
Number three.
I would say Michigan State.
Number six. You're only looking for five.
Ohio State.
Not in the top 10.
Really? UCLA.
Number five. They've got 1, 3, and 5.
Okay. Did I already say Duke?
You did. You've got North Carolina as number one. Duke is number three. UCLA is number five.
Okay. Kansas?
Number four.
All right. Arizona?
Good guess, but they're not in the top 10.
Really?
You can get this.
I know. I'm just thinking right now. Let's see. Kentucky.
Yep.
When I looked over my final four, I'm like, who didn't I pick that definitely is had enough time for it, and Kentucky was the last one, so
right.
I passed this time, so good job on that, sir.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little surprised that Arizona didn't make it. I would put Arizona probably ahead of Ohio State, but yeah, that was surprising to me.
Yeah, just because of how Lute Olson was as a coach.
Yeah.
When he was there. So that is a little surprising to me as well. So, but this way we're able to go through our entire brackets. And, I mean, I'm watching the game right now. You have Boise State up by 1 point against Colorado. And it's about 3:42 left to go in this game. It's still too close to call just after watching UVA last night. Did you watch that game at all?
I did not. I mean, I've heard the feedback and everything. I'll get your take on it. What needs to be done with Virginia and or Tony Bennett?
They got to figure out a way to score points because they had two droughts of almost 9 minute droughts of not even scoring. Because when you looked at their 2 point shooting, they were 25% for the game, and I think they only hit 3 three-pointers as well throughout the whole game. I mean, it was rough to watch. I watched the first half, and then I just turned my back and listened to the second half, because when they were down as far down as they were, they were only down by, I think, 12 at half. But then all of a sudden they were down by 25, which is like, yeah, this game's over.
I think if you're going to do what Virginia wants to do, you've almost got to play perfect. And, you know, the comparison that has come up to me is Princeton, because Princeton would have almost been that first number 16 seed to beat a one when they played Georgetown back in 1989, the tournament. The other thing, you know, I look at is, you know, and then Princeton, by the way, beat UCLA in the 90s. I think it was the year after UCLA won the national title. So probably 96.
Mm-hmm.
UCLA won the national title, I want to say in 95 over Arkansas. And then I want to say they were either in the fourth or the fifth seed, played Princeton in the first round and got beat. You know, the thing to me is Princeton almost did what Princeton did perfectly. And you've got to ask Virginia to almost do it perfectly. And, you know, either that or you got to find a guy that when in trouble, you can say, here, go get a bucket.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, last night they did not have that guy most of the time. And it was frustrating because there were so many other teams that could have been in the tourney over them that I think would have made it a better game, including Indiana State.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that's to me, that's almost a hindsight is 2020. I mean, people bring that up and everything, and I don't know. I mean, I think that's kind of unfair to say, you know, that somebody should have been in or whatever. I personally think that's a little unfair to say, but that's just me.
Well, I mean, it can be unfair to say, I'll give you that, but when you score 42 points in a playing game.
Oh, I get where you're coming from. Absolutely, 100%. Yep, I understand.
I mean, I've watched some bad games, sir.
Yeah.
And watching that game was one of the, even listening to that game was one of the toughest games I've had to listen to this whole year.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess here's where I come down on it. I mean, first off, the people that are saying, you know, Virginia needs to part ways with Tony Bennett, I think is absolutely silly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because you know me well enough, I think, to know where I'm always going to say, if you fire or get rid of somebody, who are you going to get that's better?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you can't get rid of Tony Bennett and then, you know, get, I can't think of anybody. I don't want to insult anybody either. But, I mean, you can't go downward from Tony Bennett to, you know, somebody who's maybe had two winning seasons in the Big South.
Sure.
You know, you can't do that. But at the same time, like I said earlier, I think if Virginia is going to commit to playing that style of ball, they have to play perfectly, which is unfair to ask anybody to do a play perfect because, you know, that's just not
– that's just not
fair. When you think of Tony Bennett as a coach, mm-hmm. no right or wrong answer here, who do you compare him to the most?
Frank Martin. When Frank Martin was at South Carolina and I forget the other school he was at.
Well, he was at Kansas State.
Yeah, Kansas State.
You know, I mean, a lot of times when I think, well, it depends too. What's your definition of being a successful coach? Is it winning in a tournament? Is it overall record? Is it getting to the tournament with a high seed? You know, what's your definition of being a successful coach, I think? And since I don't have anybody else to talk to, I'm talking to you.
I mean, being a successful coach, a lot of people are going to look at how making the tournament, advancing in the tournament, say winning the tournament, the conference tournament, or winning the regular season tournament. But it really just depends on how you stack up and just what –
Is Dean Smith a successful coach?
Absolutely, without question.
Only two national titles.
Okay, and?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, like, you know, if you're measuring a successful coach that way, I just think, and I think there are a lot of coaches that have won one national title that maybe aren't better than the coaches that have won zero national titles. So, I mean, I get where you're coming from with that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
There are some, yeah. I mean, some people say that Steve Fisher, when he was at Michigan, when he took over Michigan and they won the title, they would say that he got lucky.
Right.
I mean, it just depends because there are some that have gotten lucky, 100%. And there are others that have worked their butts off and you've been able to see them succeed and win a title that they've busted their butt trying to get toward.
You know, I'd really have to break down the numbers, but a guy I kind of compare Tony Bennett with a little bit is Bill Self.
Okay.
Now, Bill Self's been doing it longer. Bill Self, 31 years, Tony Bennett, 18.
Okay.
Bill Self, two national titles in 25 tries, Tony Bennett, 1-12.
So, I want you to look up Lute Olson.
Okay.
If memory serves, he won two titles?
That sounds right, but I'll look it up.
Yeah, just make sure because I think that he would be another one we could use as an example.
Well, probably Jim Calhoun, too.
Yeah, Calhoun won three, I think.
I'm going to look this up. This is not my expertise, by the way. Lute won one.
Okay. He won in 97. Yeah. Yep.
Calhoun won.
He won in 02 or 01.
Yeah.
I think he won in 07 or 08.
No, did not win in 01. 99.
Okay. No, that's right. Rip Hamilton. Yeah.
04.
Okay.
And 11.
He won one more.
Yeah, 11.
Yeah.
Only made the tournament 23 times.
Okay. You know what? I thought of another coach right now we could even compare. Tubby Smith. I think he only has one title.
Yeah, I want to say you're right. And you could argue that wasn't even with his personnel.
Yeah, it was with Rick Pitino's personnel. He just took over the team after Pitino went to the NBA.
Tubby, one title, 18 years in the tournament, one Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I thought they had made two for some reason.
Nope.
What was the year that they beat Duke? And wasn't that the 8?
That was, let's see. Was that 97 or 96? Maybe it was 98, but yeah, it was.
Was that the same year they won?
I think.
Okay, yep, you're right. Yep.
I'm sure it was.
The year they won over Duke, they beat Utah in the national title. I mean, I'd really have to break this down a lot more, too, because, you know, I mean, as much as people love Krzyzewski, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I don't. I mean, they lost to, like, Lehigh in the first round before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, every coach is going to have those dog of a game on their schedule to where they've lost, but they shouldn't have lost type of thing. So, you know, I just think more often than not, to me, if you're a coach and you've lost to a lower seeded team in round one or two multiple times, maybe like, you know, I don't know, like 3 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's not good.
No. Not at all. But that's how it is during the tournament.
And that's the thing. I don't know that you can measure a coach how good they are by just tournament success. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, fine. Look up Tom Izzo. I want to say he's won maybe 2 titles. Maybe.
Yeah, 2. I was thinking 1.
I know he's won 1. I think there was a chance he may have won a second. I know he's won 1.
Are we having an argument now? I can't tell.
Not really an argument, just a discussion.
Yep. 1 title, 2000.
Okay.
I want to say they beat – was that when they beat – I want to say Florida, but that's not right, I don't think.
No, it wasn't Florida.
I'm going to look it up.
Was it Kentucky?
Let's see.
I don't know.
No, it was Florida.
That was right before Noah and Horford and all of them went on their nice little run.
So, Florida. Florida won the titles in 05, 06, and 06, 07.
Mm-hmm.
So it was still about 4 years or so before Florida really got going.
That was when Mike Miller was there. Mike Miller was a star player on that Florida team. When they went against Michigan State. Mike Miller was there on that team. I believe he was a freshman.
Yeah, I'd want to say that, yeah, because that year that they went and played Michigan State, I want to say Mike Miller had the shot against Butler at the buzzer to beat Butler. But I'll tell you what, you look at that Florida team, they were a 5 seed. They beat Butler, which obviously, you know, every team has to have that close tournament win.
Mm-hmm.
But then they beat a 4 seed in the second round, Illinois. Then they beat the number 1 seed, Duke. Then in the regional final, they beat number 3 seed, Oklahoma State. Then they beat UNC in the Final Four. UNC was an 8 seed that year. But I want to say UNC was really good, too. I want to say they had I could be wrong. I'm looking it up. They had Joe Forte and Brendan Haywood.
Yeah, that was
Matt Doherty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was a year or two after Guthridge, I believe,
yep.
In reserves.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. That was Bill Guthridge that year. Matt Doherty was the next year.
Okay, that's right.
I thought Doherty got him to a Final Four. I must be wrong.
No, I believe he did.
Nope. Doherty was there for 3 seasons and made 1 tournament.
Mm.
The first year, and they lost to Penn State in round 2 as the 2 seed. I mean, I'll tell you what, the tournament is fun to go back and look at the history.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the stats. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people would say John Calipari is one of the better coaches But John Calipari has not won more often than he has won.
Well, that is kind of vacated.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, we could argue how good is a coach because of tournament success and everything like that. I guess my main reason for bringing up all this stuff was Tony Bennett's not a schmuck.
He's not.
I mean, you know, so I think a lot of it sometimes too is, you know, people get spoiled and everything because they've had a lot of success. And I mean, you got to think too, Alan, there's a lot of big jobs open.
Oh yeah.
Louisville's open. Michigan's open. Your Ohio State is probably closing.
He's already accepted the position.
Okay. I knew they were working to remove the interim tag. I wasn't sure that it had happened quite yet.
It's been removed, and he actually was a head coach when they played last night. They played Cornell.
Okay. I knew it was coming, but I wasn't sure it was official yet.
But, well, I mean, it's funny how he was able to, right after they fired Holtman, if you look at the record afterwards, they had more wins than Michigan State.
Wow.
Michigan State only has 19 wins. Ohio State had 20 wins before going to the NIT.
But you've got those two wins. You've got those two schools, Louisville and Michigan. I thought there was another one that was open that's a good size job. Oh, well, Oklahoma State's open. And then
you had Long Beach State, how the guy who made the tournament, fired before the conference tournament. Although one thing that I saw a funny stat about Michigan, the men's football and men's basketball coach initials are JH, and now they're both not there anymore.
Well, you know, the thing about Michigan, Oklahoma State is Oklahoma State, out of all three of those jobs, are going to be able to pay. They're going to be able to pay better than Louisville. They're going to be able to pay better than Michigan if they want to. I mean, if it gets into a bidding war, and let's say somebody wanted Oklahoma State and Michigan wanted the same guy, financially, Oklahoma State can win. I'm not saying they will. But you've got to think, too, when we talk about all these jobs that are open, what if somebody leaves a P5 for one of those jobs? Mm-hmm. Then you've got another P5 open. So, you know, I think it just trickles a little bit. You know, knowing what I know a little bit and not fully, but Oklahoma State, Michigan, and Louisville, I don't know that they have people within what I'd call the family.
No.
Michigan, one of Michigan's big names is Steve Fisher's assistant, who is at Michigan, who's now at San Diego State. I want to call him Butcher, but that's not right. So, you know, I mean, that's one. Does Dusty May leave FAU at this point? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how good of a job Michigan – I think Michigan people, Michigan fans, I think that's a much better job than it really is.
That's fair. I mean, we'll definitely see, and that's the beauty of the tournament. It's going to be insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's always a plus side of insane. That and well, you know what, since we're already rolling, we have 6.1 seconds left to go in Colorado and Boise State.
Yep. Now Colorado is going to win unless something really weird happens.
No, they're going to win because they're going to hit these two free throws and then they'll be up by 60.
Or well, even if they don't.
Yeah.
I mean, to score 5 points in 4.5 seconds.
Well, the problem was the last possession Boise State had, instead of trying to shoot the quick three, the guard basically did a semicircle around half court, then finally did a layup.
Right.
As soon as he did the layup, they called the timeout with 6.1 seconds. But you see that their Boise State switching out their offense. They're switching out at least one offensive player. Now they're trying to get the ball in. Let's see. They're doing the heave. Nope. And that's game.
Well,
Colorado won 60-53 over Boise State. So Colorado will be the last team in. So we're going to see how that goes for that. But now the field of 64 is set.
Yep, should be fun. It gets underway in less than, you know,
14 hours.
12 hours.
Yep, I may have ESPN on at work so I can listen to it, but or keep up on the scoreboard occasionally just because, well, this way I can know if my bracket busts on the first day or the second day.
There's nothing like losing a Final Four on that first day, by the way. Yep. Been there a few times.
So
Arizona, I believe, was you know, the one I really remember, though. I think I had them going. I can't remember if I had them going just to the Final Four, if I had them going to, like, the national championship. I had Villanova when Villanova had Kerry Kittles.
Yes.
And they lost to Old Dominion. Never forget. It's one of those, like, hashtags never forget. I've never forgotten that.
I want to say either 98 or 01.
What's the question?
Was that 1998 or 2001?
When Villanova lost to ODU?
Yes.
Like 95, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. I was still in high school, and I graduated high school in the summer of 97.
Okay. So just a little bit before. Okay. Well, I mean,
it was crushing. It was.
It made me feel that. Happens.
Well, yeah. And the thing was, Villanova was a 3, so it's not like I took a 15 to win the final four or anything. I mean, I took a 3.
Yeah. I mean, you tried to make a pick that was going to work, and it didn't work the way you wanted, but that's how it is sometimes.
Yeah. The bad thing about that is it's not like I took, you know, some, like I said, it's not like I took some wild card. I took a 3. I mean, you know, you shouldn't be worried about a 3 seed losing in the first round.
Yeah.
But Old Dominion, they got it done that day.
Yeah. Hey. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So we'll just wait and see. But I don't know about you. I'll be keeping my alerts on for that. Is there anything else you can think of we haven't tried to hit today?
Nope. I think we touched on the history of the tournament. Maybe at some point we need to rank our top coaches and maybe and/or top tournament coaches too.
That is true. And actually, you know what? I did see last Sunday, I believe it was a Division III national championship for women. New York University won.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe they won their first. It was either their first program title ever, their first since like 1967.
Okay.
So who'd they beat?
Was it Barton?
Huh?
Was it Barton?
It may have been.
Because Barton knocked out Washington Lee in, like, the Sweet 16. It might have been Barton.
You know, I think it was Barton. I think they won by, like, 15. Because it was it's a good game. They pulled away in the second half, and they had tried to come back, but it did not work for them. Let's see.
Sorry, my computer's playing noises and I don't even know where it's coming from half the time.
That's okay.
I did watch a little bit of the D3 men's game championship.
Okay, it was
Shrine in Hampton, Sydney.
No, they defeated Smith. It was 51-41. Okay. And the reason why is they had won. They capped off a perfect 31-0 season. So,
yeah, I don't think people understand sometimes how hard it is to go unbeaten too. You know, that's not easy.
Exactly. So that was why when I saw that, I wanted to make sure to mention about that. So, but if we were going to try to get a hold of you outside of here, what would be the best way to do so, sir?
Do it on Twitter, The Sports Buffet.
You mean X now?
X, I'm sorry, yes.
I understand mine is Alan F. West on there, which I need to post on there somewhat soon. And if you were going to find me on Instagram or Facebook, even though I don't really post very much, it's alan.west.46. But next week, we will see how some of our picks go. Hopefully, I'll be able to get you on and we can see whose bracket's somewhat unscathed, maybe.
Sounds fun.
We will see. Thank you for the time. This has been Top 25 Rundown. Have a great week, everybody, and enjoy March Madness.